Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am your host, Kate Romero, and I'd like to thank Don Newsom and BBS Radio for hosting Spiritual Hollywood. And I want to let you know that I have a very, very special guest on this evening, Dr. John Holland, who I fondly refer to as my psychiropractor, who is a chiropractic doctor of chiropractic. And I'm going to read to you just a little bit of his bio, which I'm sure you'll find very, very interesting. And then I will bring Dr. Holland on for a fabulous show, which will probably be not exactly what you expect. I'm sure it'll be full of surprises. I'll just begin with Dr. Holland is a doctor of chiropractic who graduated 18 years ago and practices in Orange County, California. He specializes in a wide range of patients and conditions. He treats patients virtually from the womb to the tomb, and his youngest patient was 1/2 hour old, as his eldest patient was 98 years old. He is a team chiropractor for the professional baseball team, the Orange County Flyers. Dr. Holland was published 3 times in the Chicken Soup for the Chiropractic Soul book, which is incredible. It's available everywhere, with success stories about his patients on vertigo, apnea, and cancer. He has published his own fiction book entitled Link, which is also wonderful, based on his own life experiences from high school and in football. And that website for his book Link is www.jhollandbook.com. That's jhollandbook.com. And Dr. Holland has been married to his wife Susan for 25 years, and they have 5 children from ages 21 to 9. He is actively involved in his church and in his community service. He teaches religion at a local junior college and coaches youth baseball and basketball. His passions include spiritual development, his family, sports, writing, and relieving disease processes one patient at a time. And I can certainly vouch for that. If you'd like to call in, we certainly encourage you to do that. Toll free, 877-876-5227 in the United States. And toll-free for Canada only is 888-815-9756. And again, for the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. And we do hope that you'll call in, because this is an incredible human that we're going to be interviewing right now. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Dr. John Holland to the show. Hello, Dr. Holland.
Hi, Katie. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. Thanks for being my guest. Since I last saw you, which was last week for our weekly visit, I have been reading Chicken Soup for the Chiropractic Soul over the holiday weekend. And oh my gosh, I'm telling you, it's like a page and a half per story or 2 pages per story, which was, I spent most of my time when I was on the airplane going to San Francisco just crying from being inspired and touched and moved by the miracles of chiropractic. And I absolutely had no idea that chiropractic was such an amazing healing modality. I guess that I just haven't been to the right one until I went to you. But this is a fabulous book, and I do hope that everybody will get this. Anybody who has a bad feeling about chiropractic or has heard bad things about chiropractic, because I've met people who, you know, have their very strong opinions about it, and I don't know where any of that came from, but I'm really glad that I didn't, you know, let that affect my life and my belief system. But Chicken Soup for the Chiropractic Soul is a number one New York Times bestselling. Authors are also included Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, and Dr. Fabrizio Mancini. Also, this features Dr. DeMartini, doesn't it? It does. And anyway, the one chapter I found, Dr. Holland, of yours in here on vertigo, I want to just remember to talk to you a little bit about that before we finish our interview tonight. But I'd like for you to just say whatever is in your heart and mind at this point, to just talk to everybody about why you went into chiropractic yourself. Hello, everybody, and we're back. Sorry about that little technical glitch that we had there. Not sure what happened, but I'm glad that we're all back. You're there, Dr. Holland, aren't you?
I am here.
Wonderful. What was the last thing you heard me say before we lost you?
You were talking about the entries in chiropractic, Chicken Soup for the Chiropractic Soul.
Right. And I was just wanting you to share with our listeners, if you would, whatever's in your heart and mind about why you yourself went into chiropractic.
That's an interesting story. If I happen to slur a word or two, I just got out of the dentist chair. So.
Oh, okay.
So I'll do the best I can.
What a trooper.
Thank you. The I was asked that question right as soon as I got into chiropractic, and there was a humorous little story that I like to tell that I started going to a chiropractor when I was 12 with a football injury, and the chiropractor that I went to worked 3 days a week and drove a Porsche, and I said, well, that's the lifestyle for me. But then later on in my career, after about 3 years in chiropractic, I went to a seminar put on by John DeMartini, and he asked the profound question, why were you called to chiropractic? And when I thought about the answer to that question, then I started to realize that I was, it was more of a calling, being called to chiropractic, to do what I do, and as opposed to me choosing it, it chose me.
Mm. Right. And that's definitely clear in having experienced having you as my chiropractor. I have never felt better in just the short time. I think I've had maybe 5 adjustments from you so far, and I was looking at having spinal surgery again in the very near future if I did not begin chiropractic. And I'd had spinal surgery in year 2000 where I had a disc removed from between 5 and 6 vertebrae, and I had a titanium plate fusion done. And I was told at that time by my surgeon that 7 and 8 also looked like it was in trouble, but maybe if we did the titanium plate fusion on 5 and 6 vertebrae, 5 and 6, that we would correct the problem in 7 and 8. But it started to happen that my right arm was starting to get numb again, and my hand was starting to get numb again, and that's when these wonderful connect the dots synchronicity, which I call synchronicity is divinity showing off. We were completely led to you, and showed you my X-ray. You took your own X-rays, and we determined that with my body's attempt at trying to heal itself from the titanium plate fusion, I've started growing bone spurs on a couple of vertebrae, and that if that did not get attention right away, that then those two vertebrae would probably fuse together just as my body's misguided attempt at healing, correct?
That's exactly right. That's exactly what was your body was trying to do.
Yes, and that would have been a very sad story because I'm a very, very active person, and that would not go well with my lifestyle. So, when we started doing this adjustment, I also kept having my hip go out for some reason, and I think it's all related. I think any time you get a surgery on your spine anywhere at all, I think it's going to affect all of you. Is that correct?
Well, not only – that is correct, but not only a surgery, but any kind of imbalance anywhere in the body, whether it's a bunion on your toe, it can create an imbalance, and your body's going to try to balance itself out somewhere else. I had a semi-professional volleyball player come and see me, and he'd seen a number of specialists looking at his shoulder, and he had heard that I did specialize in shoulders also. So I looked at his shoulder, and like all the previous people before me, I found nothing wrong with his shoulder at all. But he had severe pain. He couldn't spike the ball anymore, and he thought his career was over. And we took a look at him, found out his hips were 3 inches out of alignment.
Mm.
Adjusted his hips, and his shoulder pain went away. So a lot of times pain patterns are pretty peculiar in the body.
Yes, and I actually did have a bunion removed on my left foot. And not only that, but I had the titanium plate fusion over here, so I'm thinking between, what's happening on the bottom, what's happening on the top, the things in the middle got misaligned.
That's pretty precise.
Yes, and I know that I am feeling so much better and that my headaches have gone away, and I'm really not trying to sell anything. I'm just excited as I can be to find chiropractic and to finally understand how it works, what it's all about, why it's so amazing and incredible, why people are actually called to it, or actually it calls you, as you were saying.
Right.
And that's very, very clear. But honestly, I've met many chiropractors in my life, and there are certain types of chiropractors who don't add to it. At the risk of sounding too esoteric, you just channel spirit through yourself into your patients. At least I know that that's what happens for me. And it's just an amazing thing that happens, because energy, everything is energy. We're all energy.
Right.
And when you're feeling that chiropractic called you to it, and you are honoring it, and you are complete integrity with being authentic to your true life's purpose, which you are, you have to have an amazing healing effect just by touch. And it is absolutely appropriate for you to be touching your patients, because you are adjusting them,
right,
that they're going to get that wonderful energy that pulses through you as well. And I believe that does make a difference.
I do too.
Yes, and I believe Dr. DeMartini also believes that makes a difference,
absolutely,
does he not? Yes. And I just really encourage everybody listening to get the Chicken Soup for the Chiropractic Soul book and read this. It's stories of inspiration, healing, laughter, and a lifetime of wellness. And what I'm a firm believer in these days is wellness. Just do the preventative measures to keep yourself well so you don't end up getting sick. And chiropractic is one way to do that. As I'm reading this book, I'm seeing that things you wouldn't even believe that chiropractic could heal are miraculous results. And what is the strangest one that you've had, Dr. Holland? The most miraculous healing event with a person?
You can probably name just about every kind of disease, and I could tell you a story about a patient that's been resolved of that problem. What's interesting about that, though, is the reason that what you're saying is true is because the body developed itself from the embryonic state, and the first thing to develop in your human existence was your brain and spinal cord. Second was your spine, and third was your heart. And you developed in that order, and then the brain controls everything else through the spinal system. So sometimes if there's a problem in one area or another of the body, the problem could be coming from the circuit breaker in the back, in other words, the spinal column. And if it's coming from there, then chiropractic not only can help it, it's the only thing that will be able to help that disease process. And so whether somebody comes in and sees me for diabetes, shingles, cancer, tumors, infertility, no matter what the condition is, if the problem is coming from the spinal column and there's nerve interference coming from the level that provides nerve energy going to that organ or tissue, then I'm going to be able to adjust that out and help that. Sometimes problems in the digestive tract or other areas of the body are not coming from that part of the spine, and therefore they have some internal disease going on that I cannot help, and they have to be referred out to a medical physician, and then they can be treated that way. But most of the people do respond to the chiropractic care that we give them. Probably the most miraculous would be a fun little story about a little lady named Jackie. Jackie entered my office. I'll never forget this. She was 51 years old, and she weighed 51 pounds.
Wow.
And she entered my office, and she wanted me to treat her shoulder. And she was sitting on the chair, perched on the chair like a little bird, with both feet on the chair, with her knees tucked tightly to her chest.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "What brings you in, Jackie?" And she says, "You know, it's my shoulder." And I said, "Well, why do you sit like that?" And she says, "Well, I have COPD, which is constructive obstructive pulmonary disease, which is like cystic fibrosis of the lungs."
Mm.
And so without her knowing it, I decided to adjust the areas that went to her lung while I was treating the areas that went to the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in about a week and a half after initiating treatment with us and said, "Dr. Holland, what did you do to me?" I'm like, "Well, what do you mean exactly, Jackie?" She says, "I went to visit my sister in the valley, and I usually have to take my oxygen with me, and I can't really stay out there more than 3 hours at a time because the air quality is so bad. And I was able to stay for 6 hours, and I didn't use my oxygen once. What did you do to me?" So I was able to explain to her how the nervous system worked and how the tissues were able to rejuvenate and function a little bit higher because we had freed up the nerve energy going to her upper respiratory tract. And then what was interesting after that is because of the peculiar way she would sit on the chair, she'd knocked her hips out of alignment. And I asked permission. I said, "May I adjust your hips while I'm adjusting your upper back and shoulder?" And she said, "Sure." So after about another week, she came into my office and said, "Dr. Holland, what did you do to me?" I go, "What do you mean?" She says, "I've been constipated for over 6 years, and they've tried everything from suppositories, stool softeners, everything, and nothing worked.
Mm-hmm.
And you adjusted me, and I've had a normal bowel movement for 3 consecutive days now. What did you do to me?"
Wow.
And so stories like that are just a common occurrence that we get to hear in here because it's a matter of turning the system back on, just turning the light switch on, bam, all of a sudden the body starts working, and it's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah, and it's not just, you know, it can be immediate like that, and, you know, in the work that I do, and you know, with Alex Sheaf, my partner, who you also know and treat, with quantum hypnotherapy, we that's exactly what we're endeavoring to do, is to reunite the person to their essence, to their source, to who they were when they were born, back to having the lights turned on. And it's a process, I'm finding. It can happen immediately, like instantaneously, or it can just, in the very first visit, you begin them on a healing process that takes over, and even if they don't see you again, at least you have begun them on their healing path.
I agree 100%, and that's the more common thing that happens in my offices and offices like mine. It's not Jackie's the rare situation.
Yeah, but it's just, and I think, how many people? You treated like 105 the other day or something in a day?
Not all offices are high volume, but we try to, our goal is to treat as many sick people and get them well as possible. So we try to have a high volume practice here. So.
And I know that's why your goal is high on treating a lot of people, high volume office, is because you're healing the world one person at a time.
Right.
I totally get that. And I've just really, you know, I've seen a lot of healing modalities in my life, and I am so absolutely impressed with chiropractic now that I've seen how it really works, now that I've met your dear friend and student, Steve Tullius, who first explained it to me, and the way Steve explained it to me, which is not the way you explain it, but he said that subluxation is basically a repression of the spirit.
Right.
And how would you describe it in your terms?
What I try to do is just really simplify things to the simplest denominator and help people understand it, because the term luxation is a medical term to describe a dislocation.
Mm-hmm.
And a subluxation is something that's not quite dislocated, but it's aberrant, or it is not acting normally or as it should. And so when this happens in the spinal column, it creates a poor effect on the nervous system, or nerve interference. So a subluxation creates nerve interference, which in turn creates some dysfunction or dis-ease, so that you don't have ease of life, you have dis-ease in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is going to repress or suppress the inward man. So that could be, as Dr. Tully says, the spirit, the soul, or the energy source that exists within you. So absolutely, all those things are true.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I just got an image of a word that's kind of fun, besides chiropractor, you create disc ease.
Right.
Yes, and that's a wonderful thing, disc ease.
No, what we try to do is remove the disc ease.
The disc ease and create disc ease so that you feel better.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I see what you're saying.
Yes, D-I-S-K is it, or
yeah,
S-C? Disc ease. So you're easing the discs in the back, in the
that's
spinal
right,
column.
That's
and
right.
Everything is about the spine, and it's also connected. And, you know, I just feel like I've discovered the greatest thing in the world, because as I'm reading this chiropractic, this chicken soup for the chiropractic soul, I'm just amazed at the stories. And there's so many of them, and I know there's a million more that haven't been printed here.
That's true.
And it's like, I just feel like I've been living in a cave that I didn't know this. Truly. And I would like to talk a little bit about the story in here. I haven't read that one yet, on cancer, that is your story in here.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to talk a bit about that?
Well, there's cancer is a very serious condition in the world today. And just so you know, I don't treat any medical conditions solely in my office. We work in conjunction with oncologists or the medical professionals that they're currently treating with.
Understood.
So I don't tell them, don't go to who you're going, stop taking all your medications, stop doing what you're doing, and just treat me. I don't tell them that.
Uh-huh.
I try to work in coordination with anything else or any other medical professionals that are working with people. And eventually people are able to reduce their medications and function more naturally, so that's kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm.
To answer your question, I could pick from quite a handful. A lot of chiropractors like me could just to do the same thing and just start naming off patients and tell you those. But one that has given me permission to tell her story had a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which it does not have a happy ending usually.
Mm-hmm.
And she has responded just remarkably well, not only because chiropractic, but because of health choices she personally has made. And chiropractic got her started so that she could start functioning normally, start having a normal life, and start making better choices. So then she could start exercising, eating right, and having a positive outlook, where the outlook was very dim when I met her.
Mm-hmm.
That was 1992 I met her. So that would be, 15 years ago. And she was given less than 7 years to live, and she is healthier now than most of my patients.
See, that's what I'm talking about, those kind of stories, one after the other, over things. A little baby who was dying, I read the story in this book,
mm-hmm.
who was dying, 4 days old, I believe, and the doctors just said, you know, it's called inability to thrive syndrome.
Right.
And they just sent the baby home to die. And the parents at the last minute called their chiropractor and said, is there any last thing you can do for us? And the chiropractor adjusted a bone in the baby's neck, and for the very first time, the baby took a bottle that night and would not eat anything before, and was even suffering from internal bleeding, and took a bottle and just started to thrive, and is a 10-year-old today who's healthy and thriving. And it was all because of something that happened, I guess, during birth with the forceps.
Right. Yeah,
so,
like we were saying, the body develops itself from above down and inside out, and that's the same way the body heals, above down and inside out. And so classically in the small child or the infant, that's where you're going to find the problem, is at the very top of the spine, and it's very common to find problems there. I have adjusted literally thousands of small children, and I've only found a handful that didn't have a problem up there.
Is that called the atlas bone?
That's exactly what it's called.
Yes. And what is the importance of the atlas bone?
Well, everything goes through it. The atlas is called the atlas because Charles Atlas holds up the world. And the atlas is designed to hold up your head, and so the head sits directly on the atlas, and the entire spinal cord goes right through the atlas and all through all the vertebrae, but that's where the actually part of the brain stem actually goes through the atlas also,
mm-hmm.
called the medulla oblongata. And so a lot of things are controlled through that level, and if you have any kind of restriction or malposition or some aberrant motion up there, you're going to get poor nerve supply and blood supply from there all the way down. It's almost like having a spinal cord injury like Christopher Reeve had, but not quite that severe. So almost like a sub-spinal cord injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just amazing how it's all, I mean, I don't know about everybody else, but for me, I think I just thought I was superhuman and I took my body for granted. Until I nearly became paralyzed. I was told I would be paralyzed from the neck down, from this spinal canal stenosis, from having a crushed and shattered disc in my neck. And through a series of synchronicities, I met the doctor who developed titanium plate fusion, and he fixed it and gave me my body back. So I'm very, very humbled by nearly losing my ability to move and to thrive and to live. And I was a single mom at the time, and I was too young, and it wasn't fair. And, you know, I attracted the perfect person to help me with that because I totally believed that I could fight it. And had I gone to someone like you before I had the surgery, is there a chance that a crushed and shattered disc could be relieved enough to heal itself without surgery? What do you think?
There's a possibility. It depends on how far it's progressed and how damaged it is. I get to see, because of the history of our office here, I get to see a lot of really diseased individuals. And I see, I probably have to send out about 2% of them that have to have surgery because they're so bad by the time I see them.
Mm-hmm.
And about 98%, though, were able to help successfully. And so not all chiropractors do what I do or use the techniques that I use. Not that I'm that special, it's just that we're not all the same.
That's clear.
And so I attract that type of patient to me, and I want to treat the patient that's like you, that's either had a surgery or designed or designated for surgery to mm-hmm. see if we can help them or prevent further damage from happening. We've had a lot of success with that, and because of the techniques that I was able to develop, I've utilized a technique that's kind of a mixture, a hybrid in between Palmer and Gonstead. And there's a lot of excitement that happens in the spine when I adjust the person, but at the same time, it's very conservative treatment, and I'm able to use it on infants and people in their 90s and post-surgical patients and patients that are 9 months pregnant. And so it works really well and effectively.
Yes, I can certainly vouch for that. And you had also a story in the Chicken Soup for the Soul, for the Chiropractic Soul, about apnea.
Yeah, little Zach was, I'll never forget, his grandma came to me and said, you know, can you heal apnea? And a lot of times that's the kind of questions you're asked, can you heal whatever? And you're just like, you know, I can't really heal anything. The human body can heal everything. I can kind of assist in the process. But mm-hmm. And so they go, yeah, whatever. Just can you help him? And so I say, well, it depends. If he has a problem up high in his neck, then we can definitely help him. And so he lived in San Diego at the time, and I said, well, just have him go to a chiropractor. They'll x-ray him, and they'll be able to tell if he has that problem with his atlas, and they'll be able to fix him up just fine. And
mm-hmm.
So, well, that was on a Thursday. Monday, Zach and his mom showed up in my office and said, we heard you could heal apnea. And I'm like, well, I didn't really say that. And so we took an x-ray of little Zach. Zach was 2 years old at the time. He was suffering where he would turn cyanotic and stop breathing up to 14 times a day.
Wow.
His mom would have to rescue breathe him. And sure enough, he had just a horrific subluxation up high in his neck where just things were just not working at the atlas occiput junction. And so if he just turned his head just a fraction of an inch, he would cut off the blood supply to his brain and just black out.
Mm.
And so we adjusted him over. He would come right before lunch. We'd adjust him. He'd eat his lunch with his mom and come back right after lunch and we'd adjust him again. So we were able to get quite a few adjustments in a week as he would drive up from San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a matter of weeks before he just stopped having the episodes.
Wow.
And he is 15 years old now. He's about 6'4".
Mm.
He does really well in school, and he's functioning really well.
That is amazing. That is just wonderful. Now, you also had an experience that you added to the book about vertigo.
Yeah, that's probably the most emails and phone calls I get from patients and chiropractors all over the world on that one, because it's such a difficult condition to treat and help people with. Fortunately, about 16 years ago, a young lady named Kathy, who had been suffering for 3 years up to that time with vertigo, which is where the world is spinning around you and you can't ever get it to stop. Not if you sit down, lay down, nothing makes it stop spinning. And
mm-hmm.
it creates nausea, vomiting, just a whole horde of other conditions and diseases that go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was sitting up in a chair trying to sleep at night, just basically became infunctional because she couldn't drive or do anything. She couldn't even fix her family a meal. And so we were able to look at her, and I had some relationships with some dentists, and one particular dentist that went to chiropractic school, and I contacted him, and we learned about a condition called TMJ, temporal mandibular joint, which can affect the external auditory meatus, or the ear hole that goes into your ear, and can create an imbalance because of the ear pressure from outer to inner ear. So most medical professionals look at the inner ear or a posterior part of the brain as the cause of vertigo.
Mm.
And so if it is coming from the ear, then and the TMJ can be treated, then I'm going to have a lot of success treating that patient. And classically, the ones that don't respond to the typical medications or don't self-resolve after a short period of time, usually do have the temporal mandibular joint problem, and we are able to adjust it out. And they don't usually respond immediately like Kathy did in the book, right? Because I've treated hundreds and hundreds of them since then.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's a slower process, and all of a sudden the dizziness and vertigo starts going away. They're able to function a lot better, and the sooner I can catch them, the better they get. But the story in the book about Kathy, the miraculous part of her story was she came in on Christmas Eve, and I'd just been researching this TMJ thing. And I said, I think I can do this other adjustment on you besides just your upper neck. If I do this jaw adjustment, we might be able to relieve some of the sinus pressure and equalize the pressure from outer ear to inner ear.
Mm-hmm.
And we performed the adjustment. I'll never forget. It was Christmas Eve, and I adjusted her jaw, and all of a sudden her sinus just started draining, and she just started choking on the draining from her sinuses like someone had opened a faucet.
Mm-hmm.
So her husband ran and got some water, gave her some water, and she's drinking the water and apologizing to me because she's having to spit into the little waste basket there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, don't worry about it. Get it out. You want to get it all out. Just get it out. And so she did, and she got up and then walked down to the physical therapy department of my office by herself. And she hadn't walked unassisted for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So her husband and I are standing there watching her walk, and we're like, Kathy, what are you doing? She's like, hurry, Dr. Holland's got to get home to his family. It's Christmas Eve. And we're like, Kathy, you just walked all by yourself. And all of a sudden she realized what she had done and started crying, and it was a pretty emotional Christmas Eve here in the office.
Isn't that wonderful? What a great, wonderful story. Well, I just wanted to share with you something that this, when I read this on the airplane, this particular story about vertigo, I was like, when I say the word vertigo, it's telling me if I'd only known you, I would have known vertigo. Because in 2003, I, where all of a sudden, became so dizzy and just completely incapable of walking on my own, and it just seemed to come out of nowhere. I know it had to come out of somewhere, and now after reading this story, I understand I must have done something to my neck.
Uh-huh.
And I was passing out in the middle of phone calls. I couldn't sit up. I couldn't lay down. I couldn't walk. I went to the doctor. I got brain scan after brain scan. I got every nerve test you could possibly get. The doctors were baffled. They checked my ears. They checked everything and could not find anything.
Hmm.
And it was getting worse and worse. And it was for 6 weeks. And after reading this story about Kathy, I see it could have lasted for years.
Absolutely.
And they released me from the hospital saying, we don't know what this is, but let's prescribe you some anti-anxiety drug. You know, I think they gave me amitriptyline, a very small dosage,
mm-hmm.
Just to relieve the anxiety that was causing me, because I was like, why is this happening to me? And, I would lose consciousness about 5 times a day.
Wow.
And it was debilitating. And I thought, well, here's what we checked. We checked this. We checked that. Everything's all fine. My brain is fine. I do have, they said, large tubular vessels in my mid-right brain. I don't know what that means, but I'm thinking it's probably what makes me psychic.
Probably.
And so I thought to myself, what would I do if I knew what to do? And I remembered that I had some eye drops in my medicine cabinet. So, and I was married at the time. I had my husband go get them for me, and I put them in my ears because
wow.
That's all I had. And I just let it go down in there, and all of a sudden I felt a pop in one ear and then a pop in another ear. And everything drained, and there was all this draining. And before I knew it, I was walking.
Wow.
And I was better.
What a great story.
But I don't know how I did that other than just think that I've got to do something. Because I had absolutely ran out of options. Had I known to go to a chiropractor or someone like yourself who does what you do, I wouldn't have had to last for 6 weeks. I'm just very, very fortunate it didn't last longer based on Kathy's story.
Yeah, that's for sure. The body can heal itself if you give it a chance, and sometimes it doesn't take very much. Sometimes.
And also, too, now, Dr. Holland, I know this is another esoteric thing for me to say, which is just happens to be who I am because it's spiritual Hollywood after all, is that a positive mental attitude absolutely does contribute a large amount to a person's healing, does it not?
Without a question. the people that come in here to my office, a lot of times we see them and they're destitute and they're hope. And if we can give them some hope, all of a sudden the attitude changes and the healing curriculum just goes up exponentially. And so what you're saying is just profoundly true. And the attitude, the belief process, that's why we say from inside out, that's the way the body heals. And the thought processes, the belief patterns, the hope is a huge part of health and healing. And if you don't have that, it's just a very difficult road.
Yes, that's what depression is.
Right.
You just absolutely lose sight of all joy and connection to the self.
Right.
And when you give them hope and they're feeling some kind of result, and that's when they're, you know, when you give them an adjustment and they feel that excitement in their spinal column and the electricity starts to pulse, well, that certainly gives me hope, and that certainly causes me to give my body permission to heal. And it is a matter of you have to give yourself permission to heal.
I like that.
And if you don't, you won't. And you can't feel what you can't heal what you cannot feel. So, and another thing, too, is why I fondly refer to you as my psychiatrist, is because, you know, life comes at you pretty fast and furious, all of us. There isn't a person that I've ever heard of that didn't have multitudes of challenges, and that's really your opportunity to grow, in my opinion. And it's not what happens in your life, it's what you do about it that really counts. And life comes at you fast and furious, and sometimes it kicks you around, and sometimes, you know, people don't really know how to get back up on their own, and they just really feel depressed, and they feel kicked around, and they feel beaten up. And to know that there's hope out there in a way that's for me to say it's unconventional is only because I had not known about the wonderful healing powers of chiropractic until I met Steve Tullius, and then he referred me to you. I just didn't know. But there is so much to be said for anything you can do to give your body permission to heal and to choose it. And if you are at your last hope and you have bottomed out and there's nowhere else to turn, then you've got to do something. And chiropractic, I mean, you're attracting the kind of people who are in that kind of state where their belief system is rock bottom, and you're giving them hope, and then they give themselves permission to heal, and you've got all these success stories. I'm sure you could write a very thick book of these kinds of stories all on your own of the patients that you've treated over the years.
That's true.
And I mean, I'm just extremely excited to have found this, and that's why you're on my show. I just couldn't wait to have you on my show. What does this have to do with Spiritual Hollywood? Well, I'll tell you, because forget it, that it's Hollywood. It's a world. It's a world out there. And until you tap into your positive mental attitude and this joy you were meant to be, which is your divine birthright, and I can say that because it's absolutely true, it is absolutely your divine birthright to have nothing but joy, uncaused joy in your life, and the thing that disturbs that needs to be moved out of the way. And however you can get to that is however you can get to that. And if the people who are listening today are industry folks from Hollywood, then know this, unless you're healthy on the inside, it doesn't matter if you're working in Hollywood or if you're working at all. You're just not going to be happy. And the way to get to your wellness is to absolutely examine every place that you can and not give up hope. Not give up hope, because where there's life, there is hope. And I believe you would agree with that.
Yeah, that was worded extremely well. I'd like to get that written down so I can put it in my office.
Okay, we'll send you a recording.
That's absolutely
it's
beautiful.
Just I'm channeling right now because I'm just absolutely so excited about what it is that you do and others like you do, and I don't know how to call what you do any different than, I mean, I've been to chiropractors who twisted me around and hurt me, and I was like, you know, that really hurt, and, you know, when they cracked me, I sort of wanted to reach up and smack them.
Right.
And, you know, with what you do, it's so gentle and not invasive and so conservative and loving and caring and kind that there's no way. I think I told you the last time you adjusted my neck, I think I said, I love you, man. And and I missed it.
You know, when I got out of chiropractic college, my goal was to be able to adjust my children and my parents for the rest of my life.
And so that's
why I developed the techniques that I did, so I could adjust little tiny babies and very old people. My parents aren't very old yet, but one day they will be, and I want to be able to adjust them for my whole life, and that's why I developed those techniques, and that
mm-hmm.
was my goal.
And I was fortunate enough to meet your parents, and they just are so thrilled to have you for their son, as they should be. What a wonderful family you have.
I'm pretty fortunate.
You are very fortunate, and, you know, you have a lot to do with it, too. So I want to ask this question now. You were saying that you adjust little tiny babies and also extreme, you know, somebody 98 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with a condition like a titanium plate fusion in a person's neck, it is not customary to actually adjust the neck around those vertebrae, is it?
No, not at all.
I know.
In fact, most chiropractors would turn you away.
Yes, and they have. And I wouldn't, most of them, I wouldn't let them go near it because I just didn't feel innately trusting towards them.
Right.
Especially after they cracked my hip the way they did. But when you do it, I know that I'm safe, and I know that it's good, and I know that it's the right thing to do, and it is. And you do it as if you are adjusting a little tiny baby.
Yeah, that's the technique that I develop, and so no matter who you are coming to my office, I adjust you as if you are a newborn baby.
That's wonderful.
And try to treat you that gently. When I was in chiropractic college, in our library, we had this box called the Box of Bones. And you could check out this box of bones. It had all the human bones in this box. And while I would study whatever I was studying, histology, microbiology, whatever it was, I would just palpate these bones, pull them out of the box one at a time without looking at it and see if I could tell what it was. And after just hours and countless hours of doing that, I became so familiar with all the human bones just by the touch of my hands. Now I can touch your spine, and I can imagine in my mind exactly what's going on in there. And that's why I have a good imagery of what's happening inside of your spine when I look at it, even more detailed than what I could even see on an X-ray.
And I get that when I talk to you as you're adjusting me and after you adjust me, I get that you have just done some remote viewing into my skeletal system.
That's exactly right. And so in adjusting somebody like you, just to share a little bit of subjective information, What I do is I don't adjust the segments that have been fused. I don't even adjust the adjacent ones initially. We usually stay 2 to 4 vertebrae away from vertebrae that have been fused, or neither naturally or through artificial means.
Mm-hmm.
And then we gradually work our way towards the involved segments to see how much the spine will allow us to move. And because the more it moves, the more life is there. If you're alive, you're moving. If you're not alive, you're not moving anymore. So we want as much movement as possible throughout your entire existence.
Mm-hmm. I think that's definitely and. So that's to stay 3 or 4 vertebrae away from the actual place that you want to affect initially. You do that for a time, and then you work towards closer and closer to the affected area?
Yeah, mechanically speaking, it's because there's so many adhesions and scar tissue and abnormal wear and tear that's around those tissues because they're alive. And the natural fusion is starting to take place. That's why when somebody has a surgery at a certain level, whatever level it is in their neck or back, then usually the adjacent vertebrae start to deteriorate because of the abnormal stress on them, and that's why they sometimes have to go back for a second or even a third surgery on their spine to try to correct the abnormal stress that's in place on the other level. So what we try to do is normalize all the segments around the surgery that's taken place, and the surgical techniques that are done today are so successful, and they're so efficient and so effective. I'm just really pleased with where that technology has come today. And so I'm not afraid to send my patients out to get a surgery, and then they come back 6 months later, and we start back on their treatment again with the adjustments.
That's wonderful. And I know having been, you know, a person who was headed for a surgery within the next 5 years, another very serious spinal surgery, and I most likely will not ever need to do that in my lifetime as long as I keep taking good chiropractic care of my spine.
Right.
I am absolutely thrilled, because when my right arm started going numb again and my hand started tingling again, I did go into a little bit of a depression because I knew what was coming. I knew what that surgeon told me. And I knew I didn't know what else to do. And honestly, it's just completely guided right to your hands. And after I read the story on Vertigo and Kathy, I just knew it. I just knew it. And I'm sitting on the airplane with just a little bit of anxiety about flying. Now, you'd think with a company called Guardian Angel that I wouldn't have that at all. But for some reason, maybe it's a control issue, I want to try to fly the thing, and if I can't, then I'm a little nervous. But I'm sitting there, and I'm going, okay, well, I'll just read this wonderful book. And I get to this page, and it's the chapter called In-Flight Adjustment. And honestly, for the last few days, I've been seeing signs that have the word sing in them. And you adjusted my L3 the other day
right. In
my back, which is the one that handles all of the reproductive organs, or at least it surrounds that.
You've been well educated.
I take good notes. And I have a good teacher. So you adjusted that, and then all of a sudden, any issue I ever had around that through puberty to this very moment came up and out as if my voice had finally started working, and in a very profound way. And I got an intuition of, as soon as I'm able to blow the top off this repressed feelings that I had around all those things, and we all got issues, we've all got stuff. Well, for me, that particular thing was just blowing the top off of issues around, you know, going through puberty is hard.
Yeah.
And all kinds of other things that could happen to one in a lifetime, including childbirth, et cetera, and
uh-huh.
laparoscopies and all of that. And I just let her rip. I had an emotional meltdown like a volcano going off, and I kept seeing signs all over the place, literally, the word S-I-N-G in capital letters on the street, on a trash can, on a dumpster, on a table tent in a restaurant. Coming back from San Francisco, the word song was now on the back of an airplane.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, and I woke up this morning at 6 a.m. on the nose, was shaken out of my sleep with song lyrics coming to me. And they don't make any sense at all, but I'm going to share with our listeners what I got in my sleep because it's so exciting. And I do really believe that it all started from that adjustment.
Wow.
It says, alone in the sun, they came and run away, leaving me here with me.
Beautiful.
Now, I don't know what that means other than everything that was there is no longer there, leaving me only with myself.
Yeah.
And that's what I woke up. I had to write it down. I can barely read it because I wrote it with my non-dominant hand half asleep. But that's what happened this morning. And, you know, there are guideposts everywhere, and you just never know where they're going to come from. But if you remain open and present and in your body and know that it's an inside job and start listening to what's going on in there, it will send you out there where you need to go. And I just really, really am so excited about my future and about the future of everyone you lay your hands on and everyone, someone like you, lays their hands on, because you really are a healer. And I didn't know chiropractic to this depth and this level, and the wonder of it amazes me. And I just hope that everybody will go to someone like you, Dr. Holland, and find out what it is that's causing them this pain, whether it's emotional pain or physical pain, because it's all related. And emotional pain can cause body syndrome. It can cause physical pain, can it not?
Without a doubt. Everything in the human existence is all connected, heart, mind, and soul, from inside to out, top to bottom, inside and out. So you can't have one thing affected without affecting another portion of your existence. And so, and that's why most chiropractors that you're going to encounter that are having a successful practice have a certain spirituality about them that is just different than what you see from a lot of other doctors.
And yes, and that's what I find so refreshing, so refreshing. You're using your intuitive gifts to help people. And, you know, I know that you get a sense of when you meet a person for the first time, you get a sense, you can see where their pain is. And then you ask a few questions and you touch them and that's it, you know. And I would like to give our listeners, if you don't mind, Dr. Holland, do you mind if I give them your address and phone number?
I don't mind. I'm not doing.
You're not promoting. You're not looking for patients.
I'm not going to turn them away, but I'm not doing this to try to encourage patients. To come.
I understand that. That's why I asked your permission.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, and I hope that's clear to everybody. This is not a sales interview here. I'm excited about what I've discovered, and I want to share it with everyone listening, and that's why I'm doing this. And if you're too busy, you can refer them out to other people you trust. Could you not?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. It's Holland Chiropractic, and this is Dr. John H. Holland, D.C. He's at 355 South Harbor Boulevard, and that is in La Habra, California, 90631, and the phone number is 562-694-8347. I know you're going to find relief by investigating this healing modality. If it's something that's been foreign to you, please get to know it. You will be so glad that you did. And also, Dr. Holland, are you open to taking email questions or anything like that from people?
Well, absolutely. I answer emails almost on a daily basis.
Well, would you mind giving everyone your email address then?
I don't mind at all. It's J. H. Holland, so there's two H's, J.H. Holland, at Verizon.net.
Perfect. Wonderful. And now, Dr. Holland, I want to know this for myself as well. If I should have to, I don't know, go to another part of the world and need a chiropractic visit, how do I ask for the kind of chiropractor that you are?
As a patient of mine, you have already learned what it feels like to be in my office and what it feels like to be in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And so you will recognize a competent chiropractor when you get to that point. But what I do is I have available subluxation cards where I hand out cards to my patients and it lists their subluxations, and then they can take them to chiropractors when they're on their vacation to Hawaii or Tahiti or wherever they go, and
mm-hmm.
say, this is the segments I've been adjusted. And the type of technique I use, I write on the card. It's called diversified, which is a very common technique.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to call and ahead of time and just get a feel for the chiropractor. Say, I'd like to talk to the chiropractor, and I want to know if you use the diversified technique or what technique you use, because there's over 150 different techniques out there.
And then
just kind of go with the feel. And a lot of my patients have found very wonderful chiropractors all over the world.
That's fabulous. And I'm going to be having Dr. DeMartini as my guest next week.
Lucky you. He's an inspiration to many of us, and he's one of the people that influenced my life dramatically.
Oh, I know, and I've invited him to listen tonight, so I hope that he is. Do you have any last thing that we got about 3 more minutes left, and I just want to invite you to say whatever is in your heart and mind right now to our listeners that you happen to be present to at the moment?
You know, one of the great messages in chiropractic is that we don't take any credit or any blame. We just try to do what is divinely right at the moment, and to try to be in the moment with the patient when we're with the patient. And so it's kind of hard for me to sit here and hear you say nice things about me, and I defer them to the pure chiropractic, and pure chiropractors all over the world can relate to what I'm saying. And I love chiropractic. Chiropractic comes from the Greek term to heal with hands, and that's what we do. We try to perform the healing arts with our hands and try not to get in the way of the healing that happens within the human existence.
And you know what? That is such authentic integrity, Dr. Holland, that I just don't even have words to express how that completely impacts me. Because as a healer myself doing the quantum hypnotherapy, if my intuitive gifts, psychic skills, whatever, that I've divinely been given, if I speak a certain way to the clients that we're treating, or not treating but giving sessions to and helping, and they put me up on a pedestal, then they are revering the wrong person, because I'm not to be put on a pedestal. The work itself, creator, source, spirit, healing, that is the hero, not me. I'm a facilitator. You are a facilitator. So when I speak kindly of you and say nice things about you, that is coming from my experience of your having heard your life's purpose and stepped into your calling powerfully and mightily and being extremely effective at it. And I want to acknowledge you for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I think this has been a wonderful interview. You've just been an absolutely awesome guest. And I can't wait to see you again.
I think you're an incredible interviewer, and I can't believe the time went by so quickly, and I don't know if I contributed anything, but I sure enjoyed talking with you.
Well, you certainly did, and, you know, it's like my life is forever changed for finding out that there are people who do, and what you do is called diversified technique.
Yes, ma'am.
And if I want to tell anybody about the kind of chiropractor to go to, and I like the way you do it so much, so if I said to them, you want to ask for the diversified technique,
well,
then I'd be sending them in the correct direction, correct?
Well, all the techniques work effectively, and so if you're used to my technique, then that's what you would use. But they're all extremely effective, all 150, and people are very good at all the other techniques. So that's just one of the techniques, and if you're happy with the way I adjust, then yes, you would say that.
Wonderful. Well, I don't know what the other 150 techniques are, and oh my gosh, I don't know if I could stand it if I found out and loved them all. But where would I get a list of those techniques?
I'm not sure.
So, but diversified technique is just one of 150.
Yeah, maybe even more. They may have developed more since then, but yeah, at least, yeah.
That's wonderful. I think you could almost call it the Dr. Holland technique.
Yeah, everyone kind of personalizes it with their strengths, and with my athletic background and spiritual background, those things get infused into my technique.
It is a wonderful combination, absolutely wonderful combination. And I know from my partner, Alex Sheep, he doesn't mind if I say he's 70, you would not know this man is 70 by adjusting him, would you?
Oh, no way. I referred to him to some of my friends. I said, this man, you would lose money on a bet if you tried to bet he was 50 years old, because you would not think he was over a day over 50.
Yep, that's wonderful.
Whether it's his spine or his outward look or his attitude, no part of him appears over 50.
Then do you think he and I are nicely suited to be business partners in quantum hypnotherapy?
Yeah, it's kind of overwhelming. Many times when I go in with a patient, I get energy sucked from me because of the need in there. When I come in to adjust you and your partner, I am infused with energy. So it's a wonderful trade-off.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. I'm grinning from ear to ear over that. Thank you so much. I'm so happy that happens for you.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. It certainly is give and take. Well, I want to thank you again, Dr. Holland, for being my wonderful guest this evening. Thank you, all you listeners out there, and I hope you got something valuable out of this interview. It was my absolute joy to bring Dr. Holland to you this evening and my experience of chiropractic and the diversified technique. And there's 150 or so more out there that you can explore, but you'll know you're with the right one when you get there if this interview has moved you or touched you or inspired you. And just remember to take a deep breath, stand up really straight, and love yourself. And we'll see you next week. Thank you, Dr. Holland.
You're welcome.
Bye.